And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, one of our wonderful institutions in this beautiful city. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hola, Mary Charlotte.
And we are speaking of the arts.
Oh, so many arts to be speaking of. This is one of those weekends when people who come to visit Santa Fe are just knocked out. They cannot believe how incredibly fortunate we are and how fabulously challenged we are, because there's just so much to do.
Yeah. Well, starting with the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Exactamente. It is going to be a remarkable, remarkable weekend. And there are films, and there are Q&As with directors, and there are panel discussions.
Yep.
And God bless Diane Schneier-Perrin and Brent Klewer. They have come up with a series of films that are beyond anything that we've ever had here in Santa Fe before.
It is so. I mean, you could close your eyes, move your hand around, land on any film, go see it, and you'll be in good shape.
Absolutely. And they're all different kinds of films. The shorts are amazing. They've done a lot more with focus on New Mexico filmmakers.
Yep.
It's really going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I recommend that everybody who's interested in film figure out a way to look at the list of films. PASA has a beautiful review, and they've really highlighted a group of fine films. There's a nice interview with Brent Klewer as part of it. And if you go to the website and look...
SantaFeFilmFestival.com.
Exactly, and it's all one word. You will be able to find the listings for all the films. The one criticism I have this year is that's not the most user-friendly website. And that's something we really need to work on. Let's not even think
but
about...
But it's good enough.
It's more... The works that they're presenting are brilliant. Now, the only...
And there's pocket guides all over the city.
Yes, and they are fabulous.
Those
so
are
find
right.
yourself a pocket guide and let that be your guide.
Or the Paso Tiempo. Or you can make it work online. You know what? Tonight at 7 at the Lenzic, one of the films... We can't go through them all, obviously, but one of the films is...
Quartet,
which
yes.
is... I think it's Dustin Hoffman's directorial debut.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, the films that are really most powerful, and Brent and I agree on that one, and I think so does Diane Schneier-Perrin, the films that are not going to make it to major release
I know.
Are really the films that warm my heart and take me places I would never go, like Leviathan. Who the hell is ever going to find themselves on a fishing vessel out in the North Atlantic? And it's beautiful and it's powerful. It's an example of one of the films that you're not going to see otherwise, and it's one of the things that makes the film festival so extraordinary. So put that high on your list, but if you're not...
And I'm doing one of the panel discussions tomorrow.
Which one are you doing?
Little Dancer. And
oh, my, so sex trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie about sex trafficking that doesn't actually have little or any sex trafficking
well,
in it.
But it's the
but
implication.
It's the background.
It's the background to what happens with beautiful young girls in strange places around the world. And it's an important topic. I'm doing one
It's a great movie. It's at 7:15 tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the New Mexico History Museum.
Yes, and I'm doing the panel tomorrow morning at 8:30, which is the Hotel Santa Fe. It's called... Art on Film.
Yeah.
And it's not just film about art, but it's really a perfect marriage. And we're going to be addressing a group of films that are available, so I'm not going to pitch them all. But it's worth coming to the panel because most of the films will take place after the panel. So Gregory Crutzen and Brief Encounters is the only one that's being shown today. If you can get over there, I recommend it. But come to the panel. It should be very interesting. If, however, you're not, can I move on to the myriad other things that
no,
are going
you're not,
on?
No, you're not allowed to do anything this weekend except go to the film.
CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, and the University of New Mexico's Land Arts Program is opening an exhibition that is really remarkable. It's called Connecting Liminal Nowhere, Land Arts of the American West, and it's an exhibition that's really quite beautiful. Bill Gilbert is the head of the program down there at UNM, and this is the work that he and his students have created. It's very interesting work. It's very beautiful work. And once again, it's why art is so important, because it takes people to places they wouldn't ordinarily go and gives them a perspective on those places that even if we went there, we might not have come up with. So I recommend that one very highly. And the other thing is the New Mexico Museum of Art is opening its next series of alcove shows that open tonight at 5 o'clock at the museum down there on Palace Avenue, one of our great resources. And tomorrow morning there's also, and that's free, and tomorrow morning it's also going to be free while they do their sort of breakfast opening, second opening. And obviously that one's going to be up till January 13th, so if you can't get to the opening, you'll see the shows. But I want to do a shout out to Mary Skelly and Mary Kershaw, because the two of them have revitalized that museum.
Totally.
In such a remarkable way. It just makes me happy.
Now, at Collected Works Bookstore, as we heard a little while ago, John DeGraff is going to be in conversation with Delee Pollan and talking about the pursuit of happiness, what's the economy for anyway, and that's at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And then also, tomorrow morning at 9:30 at Collected Works, the Santa Fe Opera Guild Breakfast Lecture Series. Former president of the Santa Fe Opera Guild, John Weber, will speak on the subject of Verdi and the lyrical classic Un ballo in maschera.
Ah, and what a great opera.
Maschera.
Maschera.
And the talk precedes the Lenzix High Definition of the same opera, streaming live from the Metropolitan Opera. And then Sunday, Christmas Stories live reading featuring the Collected Works players, Ali McGraw, Jonathan Richards, Robert Martin, Bob Martin, and Carol McGiffin. And the players will share some of their favorite holiday stories and poems. It's a family-friendly event. Then Monday, these guys are busy.
Yeah. The Collected Works, and we got to remind people, we're still talking about Collected Works.
Yep.
What a remarkable independent bookstore.
Yeah, so Sunday at 4 o'clock, Christmas readings. Monday at 6 o'clock, Hal Bolton on his book, Transforming War Myths in the Workplace, Keys to Business, Productivity, Profits, and Peace. And he really basically is calling modern business to move beyond a competition-focused mindset and embrace other ways of doing business.
Wow.
Yep, and that's a good book.
Yeah.
I read it.
No, it's a great book, and it's a really important thing for people to begin to think about.
And then finally, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Demetria Martinez on her book, The Block Captain's Daughter. And the book deals with universal themes of desire and risk, death and birth, and the powerful ties that bind us all together. The story follows a pregnant Albuquerque waitress through letters to her unborn daughter. And then don't forget children's story time every Wednesday and Thursday morning at 10:45.
Yeah, it's the bookstore is just a perfect
awesome.
Gathering
They're
place.
Awesome.
Other things that are going on in and around the amazing things that are being offered at Collected Works and the Santa Fe Film Festival, the Poe Museum is bringing an exhibition and sale, actually, of traditional works by the student arts program of the Powaki of the Pueblo of Powaki, and that's going to open tonight and run through March 9th. So again, you have lots of time to get out there, but it's really worth getting out there. And the other thing that's one of my favorite holiday events is Santa Fe Clay, and Santa Fe Clay opens its annual holiday sale and open house. Santa Fe Clay is a great resource here in Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Clay Holiday Sale and Open House will run both Friday and Saturday, so get yourself over there, look at the work, a lot of local ceramicists, a lot of ceramicists from around the world. Other things that are happening are Chanticleer. It's an a cappella men's chorus that is usually focused on traditional music forms, and they're going to be singing carols amidst some of the other kinds of ancient music that they perform at the cathedral, at the Basilica of St. Francis. And the cathedral's acoustics are gorgeous. So to hear this wonderful group of men's voices in an environment like that tells you why, for me, why church music really mattered.
And there is today at 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
This morning or
this
tonight?
Morning,
okay.
This morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, a free community screening of Wolf Dog Tales with director and Q&A afterwards. It's a New Mexican animated short film
yes.
under consideration for an Oscar nomination with local ancient beliefs about what animals teach us, and it's by Bernadine Santisteban with music by Robert Mirabal, and it's a free screening made possible by Ed and Truly Healy and the Healy Foundation of Taos. So it's one of those free films. And
absolutely, and so gorgeous.
Just, like, put on your car radio and listen to us, and then when you get out of the car, and where is it? It's at the Screen.
It's at the Screen, yes, it is.
On the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
And once again, it's free, which
free.
Is really important.
Free. Did we say it's free?
It is, yes. Tonight in concert, we have the Mountain Goats. It's a folk rock trio, and they'll be performing at Santa Fe Soul and Stage and Grill. It's a beautiful, beautiful performance. The Mountain Goats are a group of three songsters who have a kind of lyrical, almost surreal quality to the way in which they present sound.
And just in case you want to speak of something other than the arts per se, the Santa Fe Youth Rugby Clinic, which is co-ed Ooh. In ages 7 to 13, is free and an opportunity to learn about rugby tomorrow from noon to 2 at DeVargas Middle School by Santa Fe Youth Rugby. For more information, 505-216-7529.
It's some of that is to raise funds for the rugby team.
Right.
And I recommend supporting young
free.
People. Absolutely. The other thing, talking about free, if anyone remembers, the Fine Arts Museum used to do a pushpin show every year. And they decided to stop doing that. And so the Art Institute, Artsy, AHA, and the Cut and Paste Society have all pulled together. And we have reinvigorated the Pushpin Show. We now call it the Pushpin Clothespin Show. It's an open call community exhibition. And unlike the way in which it used to be done, which was that it was juried, in keeping with the Art Institute's belief that everyone is creative and all creativity needs to be acknowledged, every year we do one open call, non-juried community exhibition.
Nice.
And this one, the Pushpin Clothespin Show, is going to be hung at Lucky Bean. And it will open next Saturday the 15th, and it will run for the rest of the month. But part of Saturday the 15th is going to be an artist cooperative pop-up market. So artists and artisans from around Santa Fe have come together. They're going to be offering incredible, delightful objects that they have made themselves that you can buy for your loved ones, your friends, maybe even your enemies. Transform them into a friend. And they're all inexpensive. They are all handmade by locals. And we would like to begin to add to this open call exhibition, an open call artist market. If you want to join either, you need to bring a piece of canned goods or non-perishables. That's the registration fee. And all of those resources will be given to the Food Depot.
Awesome.
So it's community on community on community.
Now you can go have your pet photographed with Santa Claus, Claus spelled C-L-A-W-S, at PetSmart this weekend.
Yes.
And it's tomorrow and Sunday, and then the next weekend also from 11 to 4. And all pets are welcome, but they have to be on leashes or in carriers.
Absolutely.
And there's a wonderful pet photographer whose website is petangelsantafe.com.
The Española Valley Fiber Arts Center and art through the Loom is having a holiday fiber market that opens today and will run all day tomorrow. And it's going to be presented at the Women's Club here in Santa Fe. So check that one out if you want to buy some art for your friends this weekend.
And there is a group show of mixed media sculpture by Santa Fe Community College students, and the opening reception is tomorrow at, believe it or not, Hair by Anthony at 1404 A 2nd Street, close to Cerrillos, 5:30 to 7:30. And lots of wonderful artists in it, and I know one of them personally, and he's got a great dog.
Oh, fabulous. Speaking of tomorrow, at 7:30 at High Mayhem, God bless High Mayhem. They have been one of the most remarkably innovative presenters of new music. They're presenting Horse Feathers, which is a chamber folk band. And if you want to think about folk music as chamber music, you will have a sense of what is being offered. It's over there on Siler Lane, and you get 2 points if you can find the place, but I recommend using your GPS.
And 2013, I just got an email from our own sound engineer and wonderful all-around person, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, who has written that 2013 River of Change, an astrological forecast of the metaphorical climate of 2013, is a benefit for KSFR. Presented by Jason Holly, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, Marcia Stark, and Aaron Sullivan. And that's at the Lucky Bean Cafe on Sunday at the San Busco Center from 4 to 6. For tickets and information, call 428-1527.
Excellent. The Santa Fe Skating Club has its holiday show on ice called Let's Go to the Movies. And I recommend anyone who likes skating, whoever thought they wanted to skate or figure skate or perform, to go over there. The thing that is most wonderful, it's at the Chavez Center. And it's a resource that we are so lucky to have in Santa Fe.
Indeed.
And the Chavez Center has a Learn to Skate program where kids from all over the city who might never think about owning ice skates get to go there and use the skates and learn to skate. And they're going to be performing. It is worth your time. And that's on Sunday and Saturday. And if you call the Chavez Center, they'll give you all the details.
Excellent. You go ahead. I lost the one I was going to
read. Two markets that are going to be up on Saturday are the Rail Yard Artisans Market Holiday Show and the Santa Fe Farmers Market Holiday Show. And they're both on Saturday. The Farmers Market runs from 8 to 1. And then the Artisans Market with Rail Yard Artisans runs from 4 to 8. Another great place to buy locally made things for your holiday gifts.
Stories of Old Santa Fe, a storytelling by Bill Field, Forrest Fenn, and Jack Leffler is happening on Monday, December 10th at 2 o'clock at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art.
And they are three of our best storytellers and longtime Santa Feans.
Yarn spinners.
Yarn spinners, yes indeed. Speaking of yarn spinner, another thing that is a major highlight for the weekend is that the Museum of International Folk Art is opening its exhibition on Sunday with a reception at 1 p.m. called New World Cuisine, The Histories of Chocolate, Mate y Más. Chocolate, mate, must, which is chocolate, mate, and more. And it's really a remarkable exhibition, and I recommend it to anyone that's interested. Nicolasa Chavez is a 14th century. She's not that old.
She was born in the 14th century.
No, she may be channeling someone from there. But she's a 14th generation New Mexican. She's the curator of Spanish colonial and contemporary Hispano-Latino collections at MOIPA. And she's the one who, in perusing the collection, noticed that there were lots of objects, some very rare, that go from the ancient Hispanic all the way forward to the present day, that deal with either chocolate, the making, the drinking, the sharing, whatever, the storing, mate, and you know what mate is.
It's a kind of a tea. It actually means different things in different parts of South America. The southern South American Argentine version will keep you up really late at night, but the Peruvian version is sort of a generic term for herbal tea in general.
Oh, that's so funny. I had no idea. I always thought of it as being this totally zing you up.
Yeah, not in every part of Latin America.
And what they're going to do at 1 o'clock is, I think they're having a chocolate tasting. So not only do you get to go and see the opening, but please remember that this exhibition, if you've got other things to do, though we want you to support the opening, this exhibition's going to be running for months.
It's going to be for a little over a year.
Right, exactly. Thank you. I thought it was just for 11 months. But
yeah.
So it's fun to go when the opening happens, but if you can't get there, don't shoot yourself. There are lots of other things to do.
No, and there will be further chocolate intensive events.
Exactly. In terms of classical music, Sunday is another big day. You've got all kinds of holiday music. Música Antigua de Albuquerque is going to be performing Stella Nueva, which is Christmas music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, and that's down at Christ Lutheran Church, and I recommend that. Sangre de Cristo Chorale is performing at 2:30. The Música Antigua is at 4:30. You can go from music to music all day long. But Sangre de Cristo Chorale and Santa Fe Community Orchestra are running up against each other, both of them performing at 2:30.
Oh, my goodness.
Sangre de Cristo is at the Church of Santa Maria de la Paz over there on College Avenue, and the Santa Fe Community Orchestra is at the New Mexico Museum of Art. They're up against each other. The last one is at 7 p.m., Santa Fe Women's Ensemble is doing their winter festival, and that's at Loretta Chapel at 7 p.m., and they're running neck and neck with the performance at the Lensic of the Washington Saxophone Quartet.
Good heavens.
So there's a lot of classical music running against each other.
I'm still waiting for Sangre de Cristo Surgical Association. Okay, moving right along. Darren Doherty is coming to Santa Fe to teach regenerative agriculture workshop. That's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Yeah. And he's an expert in water management strategies to maximize the use of water, increase biofertility in the soil, reduce hard costs, increase profitability, and heal the land. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't. So you can go to the talk tonight if you're not at the Film Festival. From 7 to 9, and there's a weekend workshop. It's all at the Santa Fe Community College. And for more information, you can go to carboneconomyseries.com, and you can call 505-819-3828.
Speaking of agriculture, Herbs of New Mexico is presenting a hands-on program for adults as well as for mature children at 1:30 on Sunday at the Santa Fe Public Library. And it really focuses on the herbs that one can grow here and the herbs that grow naturally and what they do. Also on Sunday, Christy Hengst, who is a local ceramicist and sculptor.
Wonderful.
Who's quite wonderful, is going to be signing copies of her monograph, Landings, Birds in the Park. It's the images about her ceramic pigeons that she has landed in places all around the city of Santa Fe, the state, the nation, and across Europe. And the documentary of the same name, which I'm going to be talking about on Saturday morning, is being screened Sunday, December 9th, as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival's shorts. So you won't find it listed, but Saturday, December 9th at noon is the shorts that she will be part of. And the last thing is Ryan Flahive, the author of an Institute of American Indian Arts archivist, is going to be talking about the exhibition that's up at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art right now, Celebrating Difference, 50 Years of Contemporary Native Art at of artists that trained at IAIA. Another phenomenal pair of museums and institutions that make Santa Fe the place it is.
New Mexico Environmental Law Center is having its 25th anniversary kickoff. And there is a screening of a short original film created for them by the Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Deborah Anderson, who made Split Estate.
Yep.
And it's at the CCA. And they will also be showing Robert Redford's adaptation of the Milagro Beanfield War.
Yeah,
and presenting the Carl Souder Water Protection Award. And that is all December 11th. What day is
Tuesday
that?
Night.
Tuesday night.
Good
at
job.
6 o'clock at the CCA.
At CCA. God bless CCA.
There's a suggested donation, but if you want to go, just go. And you can, of course, give more than the suggested donation. You can get your tickets by phone from the CCA at 982-1338 or just show up, nmelc.org.
One of the things that's really lovely about Santa Fe and always makes me smile is our sense of the equitable way to engage around the holidays. And that will manifest itself on Sunday down there at the plaza when we have the lighting of the gigantic menorah and La Posadas, the candlelight ceremony that'll be walking all around the plaza and downtown Santa Fe. So I recommend that highly for you. Other things that are going on, one of our wonderful galleries is Touching Stone Gallery, and their latest exhibit is called Exuberance, which features ceramics by Tadashi Mori, who is a very famous Japanese ceramicist. There's a reception at 5 p.m. tonight, and the exhibition of gorgeous vessels and objects will be on for the rest of the month. Another interesting thing that's going on that will open at Argos on Saturday, tomorrow at 3 p.m., there's a lecture, and it's the opening of an exhibition at the Argos Club of the Santa Fe Etching Club. And they're presenting something called The Portrait in History. It'll have some beautiful prints by famous artists. It will also have some beautiful prints by local contemporary artists.
And last thing, tonight at 7:30 at GIG, there is a special night to support the Santa Fe Children's Museum and their big fun drive. And Greg Turner, John O'Manson, and Steve Terrell, and The Art of Flying, and lots of good stuff. So the music has come.
I know. There's so much to do. Go to the PASA. Go online. There are things happening all through the week. Aaron Neville is coming on Monday night.
Aaron Neville.
It's called the Aaron Neville Christmas. It's soul and R&B legend Aaron Neville, who's going to be at the Lensic, and that's going to be on Monday night.
Okay. And the Rail Yard Artisan Market Holiday Show, did you read that
one? I did.
Okay. It's time to go. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe. You're looking at me with this face. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc, my email, and please write to me is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz, and Mary Lynn LeBlanc engineered our show today. So don't forget to show up for that KSFR fundraising event also, Santa Fe Film Festival, Diane Karp, Santa Fe Art Institute, sfai.org. It's just overwhelming. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, Diane.
Arts and culture galore. Enjoy it.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.